everybody. Welcome to Come to Your Senses with me, Carlos Jaime. Oh, we got a heavy show. It's hot and heavy right now. It's the middle of freaking summer.
It is
right?
Hot.
Yeah, it is crazy. And right now, as we speak, the Republican National Convention is happening, right? Yeah, as we speak. And yeah, the whole thing. That's a whole... Yeah. You guys look at me like, I think so, right? It's a whole thing, but yeah, you know what? It's all the same, really. You know what I mean? Like, it's always like, we got to make America great again, and we got to do this. And it's like, all right, we've heard it. We got it. I get it. You know, that's all you want to say over there, you know? But,
you don't believe it?
No. I don't. And either way, either party, it doesn't matter. It's like, all right, I
get it.
That's
just how they get middle America to jump on board.
Right.
Like, middle America's like, make us great. Yeah.
If it was, I think if somebody did stand up, like if Trump or Clinton did like a stand up thing bit, I would be like, wow, this is pretty new. Like, this is crazy. This is actually fun. But no, they got to do the whole thing where, like, I promise the American public. It's like, wow, whatever. I don't know. But I saw Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see that? Oh, let me introduce my guest. We're already talking. She's been here before.
Have.
And. Like I said before, even I think she's a Jill of all trades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. she's a wonderful human being, Bridget Blonde. Yeah.
Hell, well, a wonderful human being.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to say you are a wonderful human being. Not a lot of people present that. You know what I mean? Like on shows, they should say that, like on the TV, go like, he's a wonderful human being. It's like, well, thank you. I guess
yeah.
I am.
Yeah. You know? I'm down with that.
Because I always say like, oh, he's charming or she's funny or whatever. And it's like, no. I go a little, or I'm like, you know what? I can say she's terrific. Or I say he's fantastic. He's a great guy. You know what I mean? That's how I would introduce if I was the announcer to tonight's show. But see, that's how it is. But yeah, I saw Ghostbusters. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, I just don't like that girl in it.
Which girl? Is it the
fat one?
The fat. Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't like her.
No, you don't like. Why? Why not? Is it like? Is it something?
I don't know. She just rubs me wrong.
Have you met her before? You never met her before.
I have, actually.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Was there an incident?
No, not at all. No, you just... I worked on a movie, like, one time ever in my life.
Uh-huh.
But it was, like, this J-Lo movie when she was pregnant or something.
Oh,
I can't
wow.
remember what is the backup plan.
Uh-huh.
And Melissa McCarthy was like one of her first movies.
First movies, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And like she was such a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you're so like is it because you're angry with your weight that you're that you're just mad at the world? Or like,
or
what
just,
is it?
Or you're just in this bad
or
movie?
Just,
or just
you're
like,
just shitty.
Yeah, wow. Oh man, I could see. You know, that does happen a lot in.
But she's supposed to be funny. So I always think funny actors are like nice.
Nice.
Because like,
no, well, Jerry Lewis, right? Well, I didn't even think he was that funny, right? But like, I mean, you know Jerry Lewis, right? You know Jerry Lewis. Okay, he was in the 50s. Him and Dean Martin.
Oh, okay. I was like thinking it was somebody like now.
Oh no. no. I'm still shocked that he's still alive. Like I remember as a kid seeing him like in when he did the telethon that he used to do the
yeah.
And being like, wow, that guy's like, how old is that guy? And now I'm like, he's still alive?
He's like, got to be like 120.
It seems like, you know what? I was going to say, come on. I'm like, you know what? I think he is. I think he is 120. But I mean, he is out there. And he was one of those guys that was really popular, but he had the reputation of just like being a biggest pain in the butt.
Mm.
Like even his partner, Dean Martin, like he told them straight up saying, when I see you, I just see a money sign, like the logo or whatever, just like that. Like, I didn't even see you as a human being. Like, that's how much of a pain you are to me. And he was such a, and he Dean Martin was had enough of him that he actually left so much money and said, like, I'm just going to go and do whatever I can't take you anymore. And it's because the guy had the biggest ego around, you know, and that reputation followed him throughout like that. Very rarely where he would do a movie that he didn't produce or direct or something, like someone like very rarely, you know, later on, because it was this, no one wanted to deal with him. They're like, mm-hmm. Nah, they're like, I'd rather deal with a up and coming comedian. Like, why would I have to deal with him? You know? So that does happen when some people are like, you know, comedians or something. And it's like, it translates maybe on film, but sometimes like in the outside, it's like, yeah. All right, I don't know.
So you liked Ghostbusters or no?
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But now after that skating, I enjoyed it. I don't know if you saw the original ever.
Of course. Seen all the Ghostbusters except for the new one.
Except for the new one. You know, are you not going to see it or just like?
I mean, I'll probably wait for it to be on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Yeah, I can get it for $5.99.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. It was some corny moments, but there was a line in the movie that cracked me up so much that I was like, wow, too bad it's in this movie. Because I was like, if it would have been in some other movie or something, it would have been like the greatest line ever. But because it's like in Ghostbusters, it's kind of, you know, I don't know. I don't want to spoil it, you know.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Jeez.
But, you know, Bridget, I saw recently that you're doing, because we're going to do some trailers, but I wanted to ask you something before, is that you're doing a vegan thing?
Yeah, I'm on day two of a vegan challenge.
Are you sure about this?
I'm loving it. Right. I am. I kind of already had started to transition last week, and like,
that's a big step.
I just feel, especially I'm from Texas, so corn fed on beef and I mean, like, that's what I know.
They feed babies in Texas. They give barbecue.
Yeah,
you know,
like
chicken.
The only greens we eat are collard greens, and it comes with barbecue, and we don't even eat a lot of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm loving it. Like, I originally did it because, or like, I started to think about it was because, you know, James Cameron.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I know him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he has access to everything that's the best, and like any kind of knowledge, you know, he knows it,
right?
You know, he's a very smart man. Him and his family are extreme vegans, and like the kids are vegan, everybody's vegan. To me, if James Cameron, like, I just feel like if I, and not just him, but like several other very smart business people that I've ran into have switched over. And, like, I really like to watch smart business people because I would like to be a smart business person.
Right.
And I'm like, there really must be something there. Like,
you're saying, and is it something where you think it helps the brain?
No. I just think, I think they're doing a lot of it for the environment. Like, they're just educated on things that are going on in the world that, like, by the way that we are eating and things like that, like, how it is ruining the environment and people and like yada 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 whatever. Anyways, but so I'm like, okay, there's something there. There's a reason. There's something there that they know that I don't know. I want to know what it is.
You want to know the secret.
Yeah, and like they all are very good looking and like have great, very radiant skin and blah 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 blah. And then my girlfriend who just had a baby, she is this beautiful model. And she just went vegan, and her skin is glowing. Like, I have to look at her under, like, a dark light or something.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
I was like, okay.
She's not, like, mutant or anything.
Like, she stopped eating anything with dairy.
Right.
She's like, I went vegan, but, like, it's mainly, like, the dairy. Because dairy will, like, just mess up your skin. So I was like, you know, I just have so much, like, issues with my skin. Let me try this. So, but I got great feedback.
All right.
Like, cause I kind of like got my Instagram involved and stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody is really like hyped and like supportive.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know.
You think. It's really easy.
Cause like, what would you like? It's just eating like just vegetables and fruits and everything, just non-dairy, no meat whatsoever. No, like, do you have to go, like, when you go to the supermarket, you have to look at the thing and saying, okay, this has this and this, and I can't eat this right there.
It's not that I can't, I just don't want to. I choose not to. So, it's pretty easy. So I just get like, it makes it much, much easier whenever it says the V on it or vegan.
Oh, that's how, okay.
Some things say that.
Like Whole Foods probably has that, yeah.
Like, but that's like processed stuff. So like if you want to eat processed vegan food, then you're going to get fat, just like a regular person who's eating processed food.
Right.
So you want to eat like whole foods.
Right.
So like, you know, you want to like make it from scratch or do whatever. But so what I do is I make all my stuff in the beginning of the week, and I do like 3 different kinds of beans to choose from. Mm-hmm. Basically, my refrigerator is like a Chipotle for a vegan. You know, like you kind of pick what you want from like
each thing. Got the wok. I got the whole thing, you know.
So, yeah, and I got like 2 different grains. I have like brown rice or quinoa already made. And then I have all these greens made, like broccoli or whatever, ready. So I can just like throw it together in different ways throughout the week, whether I want a salad or like a quinoa bowl or whatever. And then it's pretty easy.
All right. Just checking. I don't know. I have Mike here.
Everybody loves food in bowls, you know, like all mixed up and stuff, you know, like.
I mean, I can't mix, you know.
I don't even notice that the meat's not there.
No, exactly. Well, that's the thing about like Chipotle. It makes it, it's like, it was basically Subway with that, but you could just pick whatever. And it, like at first you're kind of like, it's weird. You're like kind of picking and choosing, but then you just get used to the rhythm and you're just like, no, I like it this way. I like it this and this, and I'll try it this way, you know? But, yeah, I don't see, I think it's, I never attempted. Like I like, you know, like vegetables.
Do you like vegetables?
Yeah. Like, I mean, except for onions. Oh, I hate onions.
Onions aren't that great for you anyways.
The worst. I would rather, like, I tell people, like, when I see, I remember there used to be a show called Fear Factor.
Ugh.
Right? And it would have, like, were you on it?
No, but that show was gross.
It was gross because it would always, like, have, like, I would eat worms more than I would eat, like an onion, like, or, you know, weather or something. Like, that to me was, like, if they would have said, like, worms or onion, I'm like, oh. Can't eat that. Fuck that. I have a fear.
I would like to put this to the test.
I will.
I would really like to test this out.
Oh,
I don't believe you.
Oh, no. Trust me. I like when people like say caramelized onion, I'm just like, that's horrible. Like you might as well.
They're not horrible. Caramelized onions are pretty good.
I don't know. You know what? I at a previous podcast, I did mention that I'm not a fan of watermelon though. Either I don't like watermelon, and everyone says like they love watermelon. I'm like, I don't know. My sister and I
liked watermelon until recently.
I don't know.
Now I just like it just because it's like eating air.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably why.
It's like flavored air. Yeah.
I kind of eat it. And I go like, what did I just eat? You know, I'd be like, what's going on here? But good luck with your and you're on day 2, so you got 28 more days.
Yeah.
Is your stomach okay? You didn't go into because you said you were kind of gradually getting
it. It helps your stomach.
Right.
Like it helps pretty much every part of your body. Because eating plant based, obviously, you're just like.
Yeah.
Always constantly. Like I drink a lot of water also.
Right.
So
that's good. It's always weird too, because you know how like those big dinosaurs, you know, like the Brontosaurus and. You'd always like
how is a herbivore?
Yeah, and they're always just like munching. Like even in Jurassic Park, they're like this huge thing, and they're just like you think they're gonna like attack you or whatever, and they're like grabbing like a branch or whatever, and I'm like,
that's me. I've been eating all day.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm so hungry today.
Yeah.
I can stop. I stopped just to come here.
Well, that's good. That's good. She's like, I would have been funny if she comes in. She's like, do you have any cucumbers? I'm like, cucumbers.
I just finished a green juice. I was like, I am still hungry.
Oh boy. Well, you know what? Let's get down to business, right? We got some trailers. We're good. And speaking of food, the first trailer, we're gonna go down the pike.
Down the pike.
That's what
I'm excited.
And this
for this movie.
This is a cartoon. Okay, it's getting a lot of buzz. It's produced by Seth Rogen, and looks like a Pixar movie, but it's dealing with and the characters play food character. You know, like a hamburger or a taco,
hot dogs, everything,
whatever
anything
it is.
At the market.
Exactly.
Am I supposed to know this already?
Oh yeah, no, yeah, okay, yeah. That's okay. Fine.
I watched the trailers before I came, and I was like, I was like, this looks stupid. And then I watched the trailer, and I was like,
This is called Sausage Party, and it's basically about food have personalities, and. They're in like in this heaven, you know, world where everything, like everyone's food. And all of a sudden they think that when they get chosen by, you know, a person,
a human,
it's a good thing. It's kind of like a pet, you know, when at an adoption thing, you know, it's like, oh, great. I'm going to be adopted. This is fun. And then lo and behold, they realize that they're going to be murdered. And
they watch their friend get skinned.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole thing. And it's kind of creepy. And, but, you know, and it, you know what? I don't know. I remember seeing a TV show called Tales from the Dark Side.
I love that. Tales from the Crypt.
No.
But Tales from the Dark Side was from that, right?
No. Two different things. Two different. Tales from the Crypt was, yeah. Tales from the Dark Side.
Both of them sound really familiar because I love like horror stuff like that.
But Tales from the Crypt was like on HBO or HBO produced it when it first came. That's the one with the old like man going like that. Yeah. Tales from the Dark Side was like, kind of like Twilight Zone ish, but more a little bit darker.
Like more sci-fi?
Yeah, no, it was still kind of horror. It was still, but it was very like just darker in a way, like not meant to be like a parable or something. Like Twilight Zone always had like a story or something. This one kind of was like, it was kind of like that, but there was like always a few weird stuff that they would have pop in, and there was one where there was a woman who had a, she didn't really have a boyfriend, and so she made her the food around her, she would start talking to them, and they would have like personality, like they would start talking to her, and she was starving herself because she didn't want to eat the food, you know. And then at the end of the thing, she like what happened was that she sewed her mouth or something like that. And then, of course, she died or whatever. And I'm like, that's so fucking weird. But that's what I feel like when I watch this trailer. I'm like, that's creepy already, you know. But I don't know.
Wait, so are we going to watch the trailer?
Oh, no. We're going to watch it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if since I had already seen it, I was not going to be able to watch it again.
No. We're going to see it. This is the Red Band trailer. Have you seen? You saw the Red Band trailer? That's the one where they actually play like the cursing and all that stuff.
Oh, right? No.
Yeah, here.
Because it is rated R. I saw that. Yeah.
Because what it is that there's a green band, which is like the regular trailer.
Oh, and that's what I watched.
Yeah, and then red band is the one where they actually play they'll show nudity or show, you know, or like have,
really?
Or have cursing on there.
Well, let me see some naked hot dogs.
Yeah, all right. Let's check it out. Let's see. Sheesh.
Ketchup, mustard, oh, sausages and buns.
Yeah, everything is all nice, you know.
Yeah. The adopt a puppy analogy is really
right.
Good. It's so like that.
Hey, look at this. We've got one.
Yes, we're chosen.
Yes.
Frank, we've been chosen together.
I don't know what they felt that was.
I'm so happy the gods put our package together.
And it looks like kind of like.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's like a vagina.
Right. The bun. We're talking about the bun.
Oh, feels amazing.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yes. I'm the first to enter eternity.
Way to go, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. This like broke my heart.
The pipes are caught.
Ah!
Yummy skin. She's peeling me fucking skin.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Oops.
No. Oh my god. See, it's very
so
dark.
Weird.
Yeah. That's
so
broken,
you have learned the terrible truth.
I gotta tell everyone.
No one will believe you.
I have to try. Everyone will die otherwise.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Fuck me, right?
Shake with your mouth.
For your fucking lives.
Overstated. So I guess they're gonna go back to the market and try to warn the others. But I'm like, there's no way. It's gonna happen. I like the Saving Private Ryan kind of.
Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, Kristen Wiig. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, I like how Salma Hayek plays a taco. Or whatever. Yeah. It's like, but it's a very, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, I'm kind of curious to what the food is gonna look like what are they gonna actually? I think they're gonna be eaten, in my opinion. But I think at the end, of the day, I don't know if there will be a sausage party.
I don't know if it knows it's gonna die anyways and mold out if it doesn't get eaten. So
I don't know.
I don't think it knows it has a lifespan of days.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't it be rotten? Like, I guess they just take them out of the. I wonder. That would, I'm curious to see what a rotten, you know, piece of food like. That's like, I guess, like an like, old person. They have to
I
go
guess
to, like
we
the
have
old,
to watch the movie.
You have to watch the movie. Is that how it works? Is that how that?
I guess so.
I don't know, but yeah, this is trippy.
Yeah,
this is trippy. You know,
interesting idea.
Yeah. You know, I read that this trailer, not the Red Band, but like the regular trailer was played. There were it was Finding Dory was playing, and they and this
they think it was for kids.
I guess whoever was running the theater thought like Sausage Party, like, which is weird because it's like already the name Sausage Party is very like
creepy.
Yeah, because in a way, it's like it's basically like if you were at a party. And it's all dudes, you know. You're like, oh man, it's a fucking sausage party. Where are the girls? You know, that's how nice you say it.
Yeah.
But no, I guess they played it in this theater, and the theater got in trouble. All the parents were complaining because they're playing scene Finding Dory, and all of a sudden you're like, you see like these cartoons being murdered and just screaming, and everyone's kids like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you have a kid, right, Mike? I mean, would you have him say this movie? No, you want to say it, right? Yeah. You would be like, no.
It looks like a kid's movie.
Right. It looks like a kid's, but
it
yeah.
It looks like a kid's movie.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But I like that Twinkie, though. I like that is what I would envision a Twinkie acting like. Very, very.
Oh, I missed the Twinkie.
Oh, he was near the end. He kisses the sausage.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny.
He's very, like, effeminate in a way where it's
I'm sure.
Yeah, because he's a Twinkie.
He's a Twinkie.
He's a Twinkie, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm curious what an onion would sound like.
Yeah.
The worst.
The worst.
Or green juice. What would be green juice? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Right green there. Juice would just sound healthy.
Yeah.
He'd be like pumping iron in the background or something.
Right.
Hey, guys.
I know.
I'm over here.
Right. It's
I'm
like
ready.
Just one like huge, you know. Yeah. I can see that. It's like a bunch of aerobic instructors, basically. Have you ever seen the movie Ben-Hur?
I have not.
Do you with Charles? You've never seen Charles Heston? Yeah. It's an old. It's you know what it is? You know the story of Ben-Hur, I guess? It's a biblical thing.
Well, I do now from watching the trailer,
right.
But I didn't know the story of Ben-Hur.
Yeah, it's basically like he was adopted or he was part of a family, like a powerful family, and he decides to basically maybe I'm confusing him with Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments with Moses. Maybe I'm not. But all I know is that he becomes like he's a part, like he's in the powerful thing, and then he becomes a slave or something, and then he saves like an important person, and then he becomes it's very biblical. Yeah, it's like very biblical. But the everyone seeing the original, this is actually a remake, another remake, because the original was in like the silent movie times. I think they had called did it, and then they did it in the '50s. It was the same director who did it back then, directed it later in the '50s.
Oh, interesting.
With Charlton Heston, and I thought the coolest part of that whole movie was the chariot race. They had a chariot, no special effects, and it was just like this long chariot, and the horses were just like all there, like they had a. I don't know how they actually would do it. It must have taken them forever just to film the horses going around and all, you know, training at a race. Supposedly somebody got killed or some stuntman or something got killed or something because, like, you know, yeah, like they would fall down and the horses would just trample on there. And sometimes you even see the horses get trampled, you know, like or just fall down, you know, and you'd see like the whole thing. But it was amazing like there. But they're doing a remake. Of that, and which I don't understand why. I guess
what? Well, it's a new generation. We need to know the story. I don't know the story.
We need to know who Ben-Hur.
The millennials and the internet. We don't know who they are.
It is. I don't know. It's.
Well, it's a lost story.
Well, Morgan. Well, it's very biblical, and Morgan Freeman, of course, has got to be in it.
Well, anything biblical is lost, anyways.
Yeah, in a way.
I mean, that's not very our generation.
Yeah. Anyway,
but
I'm thinking. How come? Was it Sodom and Gomorrah? How come they never did a movie about that? Is there,
who's that?
What is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? What was it, like a whole town of just an orgy or something, and then they got punished? Was that the case?
Wait, what?
That's just about all I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because
what is it?
Like
orgy?
Yeah, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. that's where sodomy comes in, because it's this whole thing or something. Gotcha. And I think it's like a town that were very like crazy and very thing, and they got punished or something like that. Like, and
what a bummer.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, like it could have been a cool resort, you know? It's like,
yeah. Well, that's a good question. How come nobody has made that movie?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, come on, you know. Even the porn industry, I don't think it was even made that. You know, I don't know. I have to look into that.
Yeah. There's got to be something. It probably didn't make it to theaters.
Yeah. I don't even think they even have to change the name. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like just maybe sodomy. That's it, you know. I don't know. I'll see how that works out. But let's play the trailer for the new Ben-Hur starring Morgan Freeman.
Yes. Is he the only star in it?
I think so, because this is Jack Houston. And I'm like, I have no clue who Jack Houston really is. Mm-hmm. He might have something to do with the Houston family, who's like a... Back then, it used to be like Angelica Houston was like and John Houston were like, you know, big Hollywood players back in the day. But maybe he might be the great great grandson of the original. We'll find out.
Sure, IMDb will tell us that.
Man, yeah, they lie. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Let's play this. This is Ben Hur, starring Morgan Freeman. This is green band. There's no cursing in this one.
I've never seen the red band.
No matter where you're from.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember in the 50s when they were like slaves in the ships, and they had to do somebody had to like play those drums so they could get in the rhythm of rowing the boat.
Were you a slave?
Every preview has that sound in it nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I hear it all the time. Yeah,
it's like for effect.
It's like an angry robot.
Yeah,
I need you to tell me who one's enemies are.
Masala, I won't name names until we were betrayed by my own brother.
Oh boy.
You know we've done nothing wrong.
Rome's calling for blood. Crucify
these Romans. Always in the middle of it.
The world you live in is Rome's. Their laws.
This is like Morgan Freeman randomly in the town. It's like, I won't let Masala go. I would have been like, aren't you Morgan Freeman?
He's like the only black guy in the movie.
I know. He speaks really good English, like, in a way where it's like,
my family, they deserve justice for what's happened to them.
There is a way.
Well, he wasn't Robin Hood, remember, with Kevin Costner?
Mm-hmm.
He was in that. Morgan Freeman was in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
If your brother is the pride of Rome, defeat him and you'll defeat an empire.
Here we go.
Then you will have your vengeance.
You have a voice. People would follow you. I would follow you.
Go!
Oh, it's the chariot race. He's ready. He's getting ready.
Should have stayed away.
You should have killed me.
I like that. I like that line.
Yeah.
Should have killed me. I will.
Yeah, that's right. It was brother versus brother. And one was a slave. And the other was like a main guy in the empire.
He's attractive.
Jack Houston.
Are we having fun now, brother?
Oh.
Stand and fight! Stand up now!
See, it's not the special effects now, but in the original, it was like hardcore. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy. But Charlton Heston was in it. He also, it's a long movie. It's one of those movies that was like very 3 hours. Like even back in the day, like that was long.
Like
it was one of those
3 hour movies.
Yeah. It was. See, back then, like when they would do a long movie, they would have an intermission.
Mm.
And like almost like a Broadway play and being like, oh, I'm going to go out and have a
smoke.
I would
need that.
You know? Yeah. Because some of these other movies, I saw Captain America recently, and that was like really long. And I'm like, holy fuck, this is a comic book, right? I mean, comic books used to be, 16 pages maybe or something? I'm like, holy moly, this is a little too much there. So are you going to check this out? Are you going to Ben-Hur it?
I mean, the trailer looks cool, and like I like the ending line or whatever, but... That's probably another one I'm going to wait for Amazon.
You know,
I don't think I'll pay $20 to go to the ArcLight to see that.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's true. You know, I remember in Jesus.
But the food movie I'm going to go see.
The food sausage party?
Sausage party.
And, you know, I remember Jesus makes an appearance in the Ben Hur story, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he makes a cameo.
It's a holy movie.
Yeah. That's why I think they're like, I think they're trying to, I think a lot, they're trying to, you know, get the like whole thing, like where everybody, because I remember like Passion of the Christ came out and that was like a big moneymaker for everybody because everybody who was like
super. I
thought
super, it wasn't a big moneymaker.
Ah, no, it was huge. It made Yeah, Mel Gibson made so much money just off of that one movie. He probably made more money off that one movie than he did this whole career.
Mel Gibson has a new movie coming out.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm. Which is it Passion of the Christ too?
No.
Easter?
No, it's something. I watched the trailer for it just last week. Mm-hmm. He has like a daughter who's been like estranged from him or something, but
sounds about right. No,
yeah, I don't know.
Is he like,
I can't remember what it's called.
Is he, is it an action movie or is it very drama?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cause he was a very dramatic actor when he first came out. Mm-hmm. You know, he was in a lot of stuff, but then later on he did Lethal Weapon. He's like, oh, the money's in action. There we go. You know, it's like, I'll start doing this. He's a great. I say Apocalypto is a great movie. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Mm-mm.
It's gonna blow your mind away.
Duh.
Trust me. You're gonna love it.
Really?
If you love it, it's really good. It's to the point where it's so good that people who don't even like Mel Gibson will say that's a great movie that he did.
Gotcha. You know,
it's really good.
I liked. What was the one with the
Braveheart?
No, I didn't ever see that. No. I liked Dragonheart with Sean Connery instead.
Which one was that one? Dragonheart. Is that the one
it's
where
it's called Dragonheart and has Sean Connery in it? Yeah. I don't know. It's Sean Connery and dragons, and I loved it.
was that in the '80s or was that in the
90s? No, I think it was in the '90s.
Sounds familiar. But was Mel Gibson on that?
No, but okay. I just mean it had a heart in it, and I didn't like Braveheart because it was around the same time they came around.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. But what is the movie where it's like the aliens movie that he did? I want to say The Sixth Sense, but that's not it.
I know what you're talking about. The
it's Bruce Willis.
I like Signs.
Signs. Yeah. Oh, that movie's so good.
Yeah, I agree. I love a lot of people Signs. Give a shit sometimes. Like they'll, and I'm like, great. I thought it was awesome.
I just watched it again recently and I was like, oh, I'm reminded this is a great movie.
Yeah. I mean, and spoiler alert, whatever, but my favorite, I love, there's a lot of favorite parts, but there's that part where he's like talking to his daughter and then he like in their bedroom, you know, and then he looks up and there's like this dark figure on the roof or something. And he's like, mm-hmm. He's like, what the fuck? Like, what's that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's really creepy. There's a lot of creepy scenes in that movie. Especially when he looks under the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. So good. So good. Mike, you're confused.
Signs?
Signs.
No, I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Come on, man. Join the party, dude.
What do you want,
man? All right. Well, you know what? Speaking of actions, we're going to get into it even more. Okay?
Let's do it.
This is called Collide with Nicholas Hoult. I don't know if you know him. He plays... I don't know if you've seen the X-Men movies recently.
Oh, wait. He was in... that kid... He was in Charlize Theron. She was in Mad Max. Wasn't he? Was he the white, you know, like they're painted white?
Not this one. I'm not sure.
He was
that.
In the vampire movie also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, is it the one where he's like,
oh no, where he was dead. He was dead.
Yeah. The zombie movie. The zombie movie. Yeah. The one where he's he's like a zombie, but he still kind of cares for a girl.
Yeah.
That one right there. Yeah. He plays Beast in the X-Men series. He's a young Beast, you know, back in the day. Like he plays a young Beast. I don't know if you've seen the new ones, but,
mm-mm.
And he's also in the new, I think he's also in the new, James Bond movies. He's like plays Q. I think or a new Q. I think what? Well, whatever. Okay. All I know is that he's in this action film and it's him kicking ass. All right. Called Collide. All right. Let's get into it. And Felicity Jones. Who's that?
Did you not see Mad Max?
No, I haven't seen it. No. Not the new one.
You are tripping. That movie is amazing.
All right.
Okay. I mean, it's going to make you feel like you have a heart attack, but then you get used to it.
Okay. All right. That's a good thing, I guess, right? That's where we go. Let's play Collide here. Oh, man. Well, action movies, of course. It's summertime. But these are like...
Missed you.
I don't know. It's like, I think they're like British.
Challenges. Strip to our underwear, get in the snow. First one to get up walks around the block naked.
Let's do it.
Go!
You win, all right? Let's go.
This is an action movie, by the way.
Jules?
Okay, it's
I think it's like an action thriller.
Baby,
right.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
Jules.
I'm sorry, but a kidney transplant is the only solution.
You're all I've got.
It's nearly 200,000.
I'd go back to what I was doing.
I guess she didn't have it. She has no insurance.
For me.
All I'm trying to do is protect you. You have come back. I knew it.
Ben Kingsley, everybody. Academy Award winner. Ben Kingsley.
Like, golf balls.
I think that the cast is right, but like the movie for some reason just seems not.
And you make
it seems
money.
Like overdone or something.
Yeah, like we've seen dangerous. It before,
what kind of
in a way.
It's like
I wonder who this foolish man could possibly be.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is the bad guy.
I love Anthony Hopkins.
Also, Academy Award winner.
I misjudged you, my friend.
So I guess.
I believe I have something.
But it looks like whoever the director is, like a Michael Bay wannabe.
Right. It's like a very.
Leave her out of this. People tried to steal from me, an innocent
like
character.
Like the poor man of Michael Bay.
Right. But how? That's pretty interesting for a movie. They got like two big time actors.
I'm coming to get you, Juliet.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're losing me with the music.
Run, little ticky, run, run, run. You're like this Euro techno. Cool,
it's just like too much.
Yeah. All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
And then it comes back to for love. Like,
because that's what he's doing.
It just seems cheesy.
Yeah. It collides.
Yeah. I'm gonna see what the reviews are before I decide on that.
I don't think they're gonna be good. I don't know. It's because, but it's weird because like I don't know. Like I see this movie, yeah. It's like I would be like I could kind of even by seeing the trailer, I'm like I could kind of see where it's gonna be or how mm-hmm. it's gonna be. Like it's very formula. Like it's basically a formula thing where of course he has to go back to his past and he has to you know do all this shady stuff and now he's. He fucked up something and now he's got to deal with the big boss, you know, Anthony Hopkins. And I'm like, you know, and it's weird that it's like Anthony Hopkins.
Just another love story.
Yeah, basically, you know. And I always look at I like when I see Anthony Hopkins or something, I go, man, like how old is he? Is he 120 maybe?
He's like the guy that doesn't ever age. I love Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. You ever see that movie Magic? I remember that movie where he plays a ventriloquist.
No.
It's from the 80s and he's like he plays a ventriloquist who's just kind of crazy like in a way where
if you're a ventriloquist
you mean hey
are you right anyways
you know I was gonna say like hey wait, no, I'm like you know what yeah I think you're right I think somebody who's a ventriloquist has a lot of identity issues or something like I don't know but in the movie he's very he's creepy, but the dummy he has is like almost like a version of him in a way, and it's really creepy because it's basically two versions. Like there's him, and then
mini him
who's a fucking dick. It was nuts, and it's crazy. But I think if they would have, I think that movie is a little bit more enticing than even this movie. I think more you know creepier. all I know as a kid, it was like. I mean, there was always that thing where a doll comes to life, like Chucky or whatever, and it's really creepy.
Chucky was creepy.
But this one didn't really kind of move around, so you're like, oh, shit, like, how's this thing doing it? Like, I'm not seeing any proof that it's killing anybody, but what the hell, you know? So I left it all to my imagination, but you're not going to see Collide?
Probably not in the theater.
You know what? My review is, from seeing the trailer, I was like, I don't have to see it. I already saw it.
That's true.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't have to see it because I already saw it in the trailer.
Yeah. You know. And Ben Kingsley looks weird.
He looked like he had a lot of makeup on.
Really?
Yeah.
Sir Ben Kingsley?
Mm-hmm.
I go, what is he? Is he like... What?
He's halfway to a king, right?
I guess, yeah. If the queen... That would be awesome. That would be a great action movie. The queen and all the other sirs, like whatever, they get all killed. Even Elton John and Paul McCartney, they all get killed off or whatever. No, never mind. Scratch that. It's the queen and all the other get, you know, rubbed out, you know, or something, some terrorist attack. And Sir Ben Kingsley, Sir Paul McCartney, and Sir Elton John have to save the day. Terrorists. How about that?
Oh, gosh.
You don't think that would fly?
I don't think we'd all die.
Really? I think Elton John could be, you know, it could be tough. Come on.
He would save the world with, like, his come togetherness.
A lot of that. But you know what? I think Paul McCartney would be kick ass. I think so. You know?
They're all old.
Yeah, but they're feisty, you know?
I guess.
I don't know. You know, Paul McCartney, he's a vegan, right?
Tight.
Yeah, see? He looks pretty good for his age, even, too.
That's because he's vegan.
He's vegan? Is that what it is?
Like how that happened?
I don't know.
See what I did there?
I think he smokes a lot of pot, too, I think. Yeah, you know, that's how it works.
Mm.
You know, he got banned from Japan from pot. You know that?
Damn.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Way back when, though, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's been back... Recently. No. That'd be funny if it was recently, but no, like this was like 30 years ago, but yeah, he never came back. And let's play our final movie, our final trailer, starring Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe, but it's not a Harry Potter movie. It's it's called Imperium. Daniel Radcliffe,
I think this is going to be so good.
Plays a Nazi, undercover Nazi.
I saw this in the theater last week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play this. I don't know. I still kind of see him as Harry Potter in a way. Is that kind of weird?
I never saw Harry Potter, so yeah. I don't ever see him as that.
Really? Okay, makes sense.
You see the type of organization.
But this movie looks intense.
We could always use a man like you, Nathan. Educated.
Did you see the movie?
Clean record.
The Green Room?
Yeah, I did.
And so
it's
what's
good.
The overall objective?
So good.
Starring the guy who just recently died.
Yeah. I cried. I loved him.
Yeah.
Ever since Alpha Dog.
All right. Oh, wow. That's way back.
I need an informant.
He was a baby.
Get in there and make a difference.
So, yeah, he's going under...
Man soldiers.
I guess...
First air.
He's going undercover as, like, a neo-Nazi gang.
Right.
We know where you live.
I don't have the skills for this. I can't even defend myself.
You do have the skills.
Try relating to these guys as human beings.
We see what we want to see. But just because you're not looking at something...
Get your hands off me.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't mean it's not there.
You okay there, Nate? Look a little off.
Big things are coming.
An event that wakes people up.
Massive terrorist plot.
Things like this really intrigue me, because, like...
This morning in
this,
America...
There is still people like this in the world.
Coming.
Well,
are you a cop?
Every time I kind of see this, I remember back in
these guys are fanatics. They will not be taken alive.
Remember that?
Yep.
That's why I always kind of feel like
for evil to triumph.
I just think of American history.
It only takes good men. To do nothing.
Oh, it was Nathan. Sorry, I got an invite.
Are you gonna go?
Maybe.
It's like they say at these rallies.
I'm interested.
Look to the left, look to the right. You know, one of these people is a snitch.
To the left.
It's the left.
Uh-oh.
Obviously, I'm looking forward to the movie because I know the lines already.
This is like, it's kind of weird. It's like, you're just like way into, you know, I don't know. I know what you mean, you know, about the, it's the thriller. That's always gets me, you know, it's really good. Like, I remember when I saw, like Hurt Locker or so. That was it wasn't a thriller, but it was definitely very good the way
gripping.
It was like, because you just stuck and you're like, you see like all
I've
the
never
stuff.
Been able to get past like the first like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I try. Maybe I could now. I'm older.
Why?
Hurt Locker was always really difficult for me to get through.
Uh huh. Is it just because of the intensity of the bomb? You know,
it's real intense.
Yeah. It's the whole thing. And when you see like somebody like attached with bomb, you know, like something where it's going to explode and they can't even help. Like it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like I remember seeing an.
You can scroll through Instagram and see that same thing now.
Yeah,
so
really?
I'm like desensitized.
Yeah, but now, so you've seen it, well.
Have you never looked at like, mm-hmm. you know, there's like different, not to change the subject,
yeah.
but like I've been looking at a lot of animal cruelty stuff since the vegan stuff has happened.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then I like hit another hashtag that was like something cruelty or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like it was just like all this stuff going on in like Syria and like all this and like an Instagram dedicated to like showing people like what's really happening.
Right.
I was like feeling when I was looking at it, I was just like, I don't even know how, I mean, it's like, you just see like, it's like dead babies and like thing, like, I mean, just they're covered in white from bombs.
Right.
And, like, things. Yeah. It's just, this is what's happening in the world.
Right.
You know? So like,
yeah, I remember, when I was younger and I went, I used to watch with my friend, cause there used to be the documentary called Faces of Death. And it was like a Mondo documentary. It wasn't really like, there was some stuff, but mostly it was just reenactments, but somebody had an idea of doing, an actual real thing called Traces of Death. And that was like where they would have like legitimate crazy stuff going on, you know? And it was like real news footage and real stuff that they would have to edit, you know, on TV. They wouldn't necessarily show it. And that, you know, it's crazy because when you see that, you're just like, whoa, like this is insane. Like I never realized it, you know, because sometimes when you see movies, you're seeing, you know, it's fantasy. And then, or sometimes you see something on TV, you see the aftermath or you see something there. But when you actually see something very graphic and telling in a way, it's like, boom, it's like it like hits you as a ton of bricks
for sure.
And I remember my friend and I, the one that I remember like just being blown away, that no pun intended, but there was a the guy, they actually made a documentary about the guy, Buddy Dwyer was his name, and he was a treasurer for Pennsylvania, and he was being indicted or he was being accused of taking bribes, and he was adamant that he was innocent, adamant, and that he was going to get indicted and everything like that. So he held a press conference and everything. And, you know, it was live, it was on live TV. It was on, and he was having a press conference, and he takes like this big kind of envelope or so, opens it up, and he pulls out a gun, you know, and everyone's like freaking out, going like, wait, what's going on here, man? And so he's like, listen, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to do this. And like, he just shot himself, like just completely, you know, pulled the trigger.
And wait, where was this?
In Pennsylvania. It was somewhere in, this is back in like the late 80s or something like that.
Why did he do that?
Well, what it was that he was being accused for bribery and he was going to go to like prison, and he felt that he was innocent.
Yeah.
You know, he felt like, and it was ruining his life. You know, everybody was going to, and what happened, and the reason why he decided to kill himself was that so that his family could keep the pension.
Mm.
So, and they made a documentary about it, you know, and the fact, and then what it was that they found out that the person accusing him or whatever, you know, technically was lying.
Oh my gosh.
In a way, or all the other people. And there was some other thing. And like at the end of the thing, you're just kind of realizing that basically the guy was an honest guy. Like he didn't do this, you know.
The world is so fucked.
And so, and that's what I mean. And
people
that to me,
are shitty.
And there was like a really well known reporter there, who you know was there at the incident, and later on, like left. Later on, came back, but left because of what it was so traumatizing and what she had. What she had just seen.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, that to her was like, yeah, it's a crazy world out there, and this is way too much. You know what I mean? So
that's how I felt about the Hurt Locker when it came out.
Yeah, and I think, and that's
now I probably don't feel that way about it.
Right,
which
but you
is
know,
fucked up.
But in any capacity, though, in this whole world right now, as we see, like, you know, with cops even getting killed and people getting, you know, with the whole thing, it's really weird. It's almost like,
People have been getting killed by the cops forever. Right. It's just now they're like being active, like proactive about it, and like showing the world what's been happening.
Right. And that's the thing about, like, the camera world, you know, everything GoPro and everything. It's like now, you know, when GoPro even, like, now it's like I someone fell off, like, an avalanche. And it's like now you kind of realize what it feels like when you're going, like, an avalanche is coming down at you and what it feels, because somebody had a GoPro and you could actually see it, you know. Or somebody, like, or, like, a shark, you know, yeah, opening it there. And you're like, oh, this is what it seems like when a shark is, like, in, you know, well, biting your head.
I'm glad that they took that responsibility away from me. Now I don't have to find out, because right, I just watch them and I'm not interested.
Exactly. And I think it's as the more and more we see, like, it used to be like very close, like the TV, like the cameras, but now everybody has like a camera. It's on your mm-hmm. phone. It's all that. And it's obvious that, like, yeah, this is the world. You could only imagine, like, how it was, you know, before all this stuff, like what was going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And I think, you know, nowadays it's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, with the whole attacks, like every day, it seems like to me, like every day there's some type of attack or some type of thing where, like, normally it's common, like if it's somebody robs a store or
yeah, gets but in a not fight, a truck going or get a down a street right, that right. takes out 80 people.
Exactly. Like, but now it's almost like it's crazy. It's almost like you feel like every weekend or every other weekend there's going to be something like major that week or something going down, you know.
I think part of it has to do with these people are getting like talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they're going down in history for doing something huge.
Right.
And that is a little bit of a lure for somebody who's a little freaking crazy.
They want to, like, one-up each other in a way. Yeah. Like, that's true. That's true. I never thought about that. Yeah. Because...
I mean, if I was a little crazy...
Yeah.
And I wanted to, like, if I thought that I was never heard...
Right.
Or, like, nobody paid attention to me and I wanted attention, then, like, I guess I would come up with something crazy.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people used to, like, when people go to those rampages back in the day. Like, I remember back in the 60s, there was in Austin, Texas, the guy that went to the bell tower and started shooting people off the rifle.
I just read about that in this this book that I'm reading, whatever. Uh-huh. It's all about how brain functions and how, like, things, like, he had been telling people that, like, something isn't right.
Right.
Like, and I don't feel right. Something isn't right. They found that he had something wrong with his brain. Mm-hmm. And, like, he kept telling, like, trying to get whatever, because he was a really smart dude.
Right.
The guy lived a normal life. And it was, like, he just kind of started to, like, something happened. Mm-hmm. There was, like, an imbalance somehow.
Wow.
And, like... Do you know anything about, like, neurology and stuff?
Well, I know part of it. Like, I know I could tell you another story too about,
because he had written a note and he said, "I please have them, like, study my brain, because I know that this is wrong, but I'm have to do it."
Yeah, because that's what they were having in that issue with football players. And even wrestlers, where football players, like, randomly they would be like, somebody would get concussions. Yeah, they would kill their wives, or they would kill themselves, or they would
go crazy,
and everyone's like, man, these guys are, and they realized that it was part of the brain, that was of the course, thing, you know?
'Cause it'd been hit so many times.
Yeah. And that's, and I think, and yeah, I think it is where people are like, wow, people are crazy, but you don't know what the psyche is until you realize it.
Yeah, you don't know what's gonna happen. Like, they become crazy slowly,
right?
You know, like, and you don't really know.
And in part, I mean, and they're completely sometimes brainwashed, you know, whether if they're part of ISIS or whichever group. I mean, they're completely brainwashed to what, you know. So it's amazing how, what people could do pretty much when, you know, it's the same with the Jonestown massacre. It's like how 900 something people could just easily just commit suicide just like that, you know. And it's like, that's crazy, you know?
Oh, I've been trying to watch that documentary.
Oh, yeah, it's rough. It is rough.
Maybe I'll do that tonight. No, but,
right. You know,
let me just, like,
I, before I, before I, I, um, change it, but there was, you know, when you were talking about the guy, you know, when we were talking about the guy shooting the from the bell tower
in Austin,
there was I saw something online too where there was one guy who was very depressed and suicidal, and he got a gun, shot, you know, put his gun to his head and shot, but he didn't die.
Oh, that's got to be the worst,
right? Yeah, it's like, I mean. And what later on was that after his operation and after the thing, he wasn't suicidal and wasn't depressed, you know. And what they found out was that when he shot himself, he shot out
that part of the brain.
Part of that brain. Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm like, wow, that's crazy, huh? It's like,
I don't know if that's like part luck or like.
Well, it's completely dumb luck, because it's like, imagine like that was like the complete, and it's like, I don't know. It's crazy. That's crazy how that works. But
wow.
You never know. You know, the brain is a very powerful thing.
Brain's a scary place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not like the heart. You know, it's not like that. It's the brain is like, oof. And I always feel like, and even serial killers, like they just examine serial killers and just to check their brain, like to see if there's any type of, like, you know, I don't know, similarities, you know, but they couldn't really find any. It was only until like. Maybe football players, yeah, when they had concussions and all these, that they could find some things there, but I don't know.
Well, some of it just has to do with your wiring.
Yeah, and also how, you know, it's like nature versus nurture thing, and I think it's kind of a bit of both sometimes, where I think some people are, if they're raised in a certain way in a certain environment, and they have this part of their brain that's kind of like that, it makes it even
of course.
Worse, you know? So, it's a crazy world out there.
Product of our environment.
Yeah. And so are you going to see, this movie, I bet, right? Imperium?
Yes.
All right. Have you seen Mississippi Burning? Remember Mississippi Burning?
Sounds familiar.
That's what Willem Dafoe.
I think I was too young for that, but yeah. I should maybe watch it now.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's very Hollywoodized in a way from the original one, because they kind of make it seem that the FBI were very like good guys, and in reality they weren't that good guys, and finding out who the KKK and all these guys, but... It's still pretty good. It still gives a message, and it's very strong in the racism. That's the thing. And that's what sometimes it's very unsettling for a lot of people sometimes when they don't see it, you know, that way. But it's just the way it is, you know.
It's true.
So sometimes right there. But, you know, guys, it's all about Sausage Party. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
The first and the last are my favorite.
Yeah, I could tell. The Ben-Hur, like, I'm amazed that they're actually remaking, because I don't even think that many people remember Ben-Hur. Like, I saw it in school, because I went to like a Catholic school, and it would play this thing, and I would be like, why? Like, and then once they played the chariot race, that's when I was like, wow, that was awesome. You know? But aside from that, I'm like, oh. And then when Jesus made the cameo, I was like, oh, okay. All right, I get it. Now I get it. Jesus would make a cameo in every movie. I think Morgan Freeman is Jesus, I think, in this movie, but we'll see. All right, I don't know. Bridget, where can we find you these days? Or, you know,
probably all the same places, at Bridget Blonde on all social medias.
At Bridget Blonde, and everything's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're blonde. You're
I'm moving to New York.
What?
So yeah.
What is this about?
Well, because I've gone into PR, and my boyfriend is a fine art painter, and he is in New York, so.
And that's going right there. Wow.
Time to transition.
Trying to transition.
Time to take over New York with my blonde self.
Right. Oh, wow. The big apple.
Gonna bring some sunshine.
Oh, yeah. They need it. They need it sometimes. That's you know?
True.
The big apple. You know, I've never been there.
I'm going to keep my place here, though.
All right. Well, that's cool.
So, yeah. I'm going to take my dogs to Texas for a little bit.
Nice. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't get tempted to eat meat over there when you go down there.
I know. Oh my gosh. All my favorite places. I don't know what I'll do. And it's not like, you know, being vegan here is easy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's
like there's vegan places everywhere. They cater to you.
Oh yeah.
Like,
you go to Astro Burger. They have like a vegan burger or something.
I'm going to go to Houston. Yeah. They're going to be like, vegan, what?
Like vegan. What type of thing you're doing over there? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We got beef. And then we got
beef or we got beef, beef or we have pork. Like, which one?
It's always reminds me of that Simpsons story, that Simpsons thing where she's like, the Simpsons are in Australia and Marge is asking for water and they're like, beer? And it's like, no, water, beer. it's like no, I'm asking for water. Like,
that's
beer. It's like, never mind. Okay.
Same thing to them.
I think it's the same thing in Texas with beef. I mean, what are you going to do? Well, good luck with everything
in
New York. And Mike, thank you for sitting in.
Thanks, Mike.
Take your kid to a sausage party. It might be fun, right? You know what I mean?
No, don't.
All right. Just checking. Well, everybody, please follow Bridget Blonde. And please, read about neurology and the whole thing. You know, we're talking about, you know, and everybody just come to your senses. Come on, everybody. Let's do that. All right, everybody. Good night or good morning. Here we go. Whatever. All right. Bye, everybody.